Tim Walsh was a mainstay in the Yellow Jacket hockey lineup during the mid-1990s and played in three Final Fours. When his playing days were over, the Superior native decided it was best for him to just stay put in his hometown. I guess this is the first one of these I've done, Walsh, where I didn't have to go very far. Yep. To talk to the person, being that you are local here, so the hometown boy is our first hometown boy to join us on the Where Are They Now segment, so we know where you are. What are you up to these days? Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, actually, I've been working for Superior Beverages in Superior, Wisconsin for the last probably 15 years. Sales, brand manager for our non-alcoholic portfolio, so... Yeah, but I've actually been in the business for over 20 years. I started over at Saratoga, which is a block down from us, in sales there, and worked there for 5 years, and then came over to Superior Beverages, and I've been there since. So it's just it's been a great company. Never thought I'd be going into sales, but it's been a great place to be employed. So.
You know, and Gary's obviously a great supporter of Yellow Jacket Athletics. He's been a supporter of the hockey program for many years, and you kind of stole the answer to my next question, because I was going to say, when you started out, whether it be at Saratoga or at Superior Beverages, did you see yourself being in this position for that long? So I guess the follow-up question of that would be, what has kept you in this sort of position, in this sales field, for as long as you've been in it?
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because obviously at UWS I went through criminal justice and sociology programs, so at that time it was a competitive career. They weren't looking for too many, police officers. So I actually went and applied at Appleton, Green Bay, and it just you were up against 100-some guys, and I got a chance at Saratoga. They gave me a chance, and I really didn't know what to expect. And I've actually really enjoyed it. I'm dealing with people every day, and it's been good, because I wasn't always the most talkative person.
Come on now.
Yeah. So yeah, no, it's just over the years, and you do it for so long, and I've gotten pretty good at it. So just kept rolling with it.
Is this something now? Is this sort of the last stop? You see yourself finishing your work years with Superior Beverages? I know you can't tell the future, obviously. None of us has a crystal ball, but do you see this as kind of being the last stop?
You know, I do. I think it's just been a great place to work. It'd be hard for me to move. I enjoy what I do. We've got a great place, and it's a tight-knit group, just like our hockey teams back in the day. I mean, we just all work together, and it's not a big distributorship. So there's not a lot of moving around, and that's a good thing, because, we don't have any turnover, and it's a good place to work. So I think I'm going to continue on this. I'm getting a little older now, so it'd be hard to change, but it's a great place to work. So.
You mentioned tight-knit group like the hockey teams used to be, so that's a really good segue. Let's hit the rewind button here and go back almost 25 years to age ourselves a little bit, back to the mid-1990s when we were at UW Superior playing hockey for the Yellow Jackets. Hometown boy, obviously. What was the process like for you coming out of junior hockey and landing at UWS? Was there ever sort of a question as to where you were going to go, or did you kind of have it in your head that, if I end up playing Division III hockey, it's going to be in my hometown?
You know, when I came back here after the season was over for North Iowa, there was a national championship game here at Westman Arena. And I went there, and it was just, ever since, I went to that tournament at Westman Arena, I was like, man, this would be phenomenal. The place was awesome. It was packed. I always liked playing at home too. And it sold me. It was just a great atmosphere. And my brother was here at that time, so I got to hang out with some of the guys that were playing at that time. And again, it was just a great tight knit family. And it was just like to come home. Sometimes players don't always want to come home. They want to go somewhere else, and that was fine too. But I felt comfortable here. family's family. It was nice to come home. So it again, that being in that rink when there was a national championship here, it was something I can't explain. It was awesome.
So you mentioned the you know that instance, and that was before your playing career. Now let's go to your actual time here, and what are some of the things that stand out about your time as a Yellow Jacket?
Oh, Garves, you know, I tell you what, the first thing is you know, the great guys that I played with, and still to this day, I'm in contact with quite a few of them, and you know, we played well together. Everybody was on the same page. We worked hard, and I wouldn't have changed it for a second. I tell you what, I mean, just the guys that I played with, the small school, being home and playing in front of the hometown crowd and family. But again, it was just the guys. It was just great. We just had it's kind of hard to explain, but even to this day, if I haven't, you know, seen like a Brian Barker from Detroit, you know, he comes home once in a while for a golf outing. It just seems like we're back in the 90s again. We're just on the same page. And that was everybody. So,
do you ever get sick and tired of the guys giving you a hard time about that shot that went off the goalie stick in Middlebury?
You know, Garbs, I knew you were going to bring that up. You know, I do see it in my sleep quite often, and when I run into Lonnie Hovland too, he's always got to bring that up too. So, man, yeah, I still can't believe that thing didn't go in. I swear it hit off the knob of his goalie stick, because all I could see is net, to be honest with you. Yeah, but again, it was just what a team that was too, and that's it. Just that Middlebury game was just it could have went both ways, and you know, it was unfortunate that it went Middlebury's way, but boy, it was awesome, wasn't it?
It was, you know, one of the high points of my career. If you can say a loss is a high point, but having that opportunity to play for a national championship and be in a game, you know, that's that close and comes within inches of, you know, potentially being a national championship win. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, it was a great experience, great team. Wish it would have, you know, came out a different way, but it's fun to look back and you know, we had a lot of great experiences. We had a lot of great games and played a lot of great hockey. So, can't complain.
For KUWS Radio Sports and Where Are They Now, I'm John Garber.